ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, בפרשת עקב, התורה הקדושה starts off, והיה עקב תשמעון את המשפטים האלה, ושמרתם ועשיתם אותם, ושמר אדוני אלוהיך לך את הברית ואת החסד אשר נשבע לאבותיך, ואהבך וברכך וירבך וברך פרי בטנך ופרי אדמתך וכו'. See, right at the beginning, that the Torah is telling us, if we're keeping the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all the brachot, they're going to come to us. Like the Pasuk said, Hashem is going to bless us, going to bless everything that belongs to us. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us here. We ended off last week's parasha, the Torah ends off, Hayom la'asotam, v'haya akib tshmi'on. And Hachaim learn from here, we have Bala Turim. Basically, it's a Gemara. The Gemara learns that Hayom la'asotam velo Hayom lekabel tzicharam. Today you keep the mitzvot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you la'olam haba. Why? Because tzichar mitzvot behay alma leka. There's no tzichar mitzvot in this world. That's what the Mefarshim tell us. But here, right at the beginning, the Torah is telling us if you're going to keep the mitzvot, other than the sakhar that you're going to get in Olam Haba, you're also going to get reward also ba'olam hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is also going to reward you pirotehim ba'olam hazeh, ve'ahebecha u'berecha berach peri b'tnecha. And the Pasuk says, Baruch tiyeh mekol ha'amim, lo yiyeh becha akar va'akara u'bimtecha. All the brachot are going to come to you. Why? Because you're keeping the mitzvot. Like similar what the Pasuk said, b'chukotai telechu, and then ma'atig shmechem ba'atam ma'atin aras yibula. And the vice versa also true. If the person does not listen to the mitzvot, has a shalom, all the klalot are going to come. But here what the pasuk is telling us is, v'haya akib tshmi'on. I saw here Ba'al HaTurim, he brings down here, he said, akib tshmi'on, said akib, that's gematria of akib is 172. Does this remind us of something? Well, not necessarily, but Ba'al HaTurim says, it should remind us of something very important, which is Aseret HaDibrot. Aseret HaDibrot, how many words you have in Aseret HaDibrot? Ba'al HaTurim said, if you're going to count them, you're going to get 172 words. Letters, we have 620 letters in Aseret HaDibrot. That's what all the Rishonim bring down. So especially Rav Sa'di Agaon, he says that all the Tariyag Mitzvot are hinted in Aseret HaDibrot. That's why we have 620 letters, 613 letters, keneged 613 mitzvot of the Torah, and the other 7 letters are keneged 7 mitzvot mdrabanan. We have 7 mitzvot mdrabanan, and it fits perfectly because the last 7 letters of Aseret HaDibrot, what are they? Asher l'ra'icha. Asher l'ra'icha, these are the last 7 letters. Pasuk says, Asher l'ra'icha. These the 7 are Chachmei Israel are going to tell you what are the 7. I'm telling you, you have 613. But all the rest, you have 7 mitzvot from Rabbanan. Asher l'ra'icha. Your Chachamim are going to tell you what are the 7 mitzvot. But whatever it is, that's how many letters we have. Here Ba'al HaTurim says we have 172 words in Aseret HaDibrot. V'zehu b'shomram ha'ekeb rab. Im tishmor ha'ekeb. Tizken lemar rab tubecha asher safanta lirecha. Ani quotes Midrash Tanhuma. What means here, the Torah is telling us, v'haya akib, if you're going to listen to Aseret HaDibrot, you're going to keep all Aseret HaDibrot, then b'shomram akib, if you're keeping the akib of Aseret HaDibrot, then rab tubecha asher safanta lirecha. That's basically what the Torah is telling us here in our parasha. עקב תשמעון את השמטים האלה, קדוש ברוך הוא ואהבך וברכה וירבך, is going to give you all the blessings. But obviously we have to understand what's the connection between Aseret HaDibrot and our prayer Shah. I know it has the same word, but same word gematria, what does this have to do with our prayer Shah? That's one thing we have to understand. We have also later on in the parasha, the pasuk says, ובאהרון התענף אדוני מאוד להשמידו, והתפלל גם בעד אהרון בעת ההיא. Means, here the pasuk staying, talking about Avon Aigel, that Am Israel did Avon Aigel, and Aharon, he's the one who built העגל חס ושלום. That's what משה רבנו was telling בן ישראל. ובאהרון תנף השם מאוד להשמידו. קדוש ברוך הוא was so angry at אהרון הכהן that he built the עגל for עם ישראל. He made it for them. And תנף השם מאוד להשמידו. What does mean להשמידו? רשי said להשמידו זה כלוי בנים. וכן הוא אומר, והשמיד פריו מעל ושרשיו מתחת. But the pasuk says, Rashi is telling us, הקדוש ברוך הוא got angry at Aharon, that's why he wanted to kill Aharon's sons. But the pasuk said, והתפלל גם בעד Aharon בעת ההיא. I prayed also for Aharon. חאורה, the anger was on Aharon's sons or on Aharon also. It sounds like from the pasuk, והתפלל גם בעד Aharon בעת ההיא. I prayed also for Aharon. That means, you see from the psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, not only at Aharon, he wanted to destroy Aharon, Hasb Shalom, he wanted to kill his sons also. That's what it sounds from the pasuk. And Farshim, like I told you, Rashi said, Leshmido ze kelui banim, ba'et palel gam ba'ad Aharon ba'et ahi, ve'o'ila tefillati, Rashi says, lechaper mechza, umetu shnaim, ben sharu shnaim. So tefillah, prayer whenever a person prays, if not all the prayer is going to be accepted, at least half of it is going to be accepted. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he prayed for Aharon's sons, he had the four sons. Two of them they died, and two they stayed alive. That's why Vayet Palel Gam Be'at Aharon Be'at Ahi. I saw them Farshim, they point out, they say, what the Pasuk here is saying, I also prayed for Aharon Be'at Ahi during that time. Obviously, we're talking about that time. Why the Torah tell us Vayet Palel Gam Be'at Aharon Be'at Ahi? And also we have to understand why the Pasuk said that Palel Gam Be'ad, I prayed also for Aharon. This also we have to understand what's going on over here. We all know that we have a Gemara. Masechet Ta'anit. The Gemara says here, famous Gemara, the Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Chet Amud Bet. Bimei Rabbi Shemuel Bar Nachmani, during the times of Rabbi Shemuel Bar Nachmani, Hava Kafna Umutana. They had two major problems they had. Problem number one, that there was hunger. There was no food. That's problem number one. And Mutana, there was also plague, that people are dying. There's Magifa. As Amre, Hechin Avid, what should we do? What's the question? If you're Basar Lecha Umtza'ocha, Kol Devarim Ale, V'shirta'a Deshev Elokecha, V'shamata Bekolo. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the time to pray. Whenever the person is going through Tzara, Rambam writes, it's Muzbat Aseh, Minat Torah, the person should pray if he's going through Tzara. That's what it is. So what's the question here? Hechi na'bid, but the Gemara says, we have a problem here. Nib'i rahmeh at-tartay la'afshar. We cannot pray for two problems at the same time, we cannot do it. Why not? The Gemara brings down after. Umin alan de la matzlinan at-tartay. Who said if the person has two problems, he cannot pray for both problems at the same time? Why not? The Gemara says, "Dichtiv v'natzuma unbaksha me'elohenu al zot." Let us fast and let us pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this. That means, sounds like from the pasuk they had also different problems, but they're praying on one thing only. Any time that you have to pray, you pray only for one thing. You have two problems, you have three problems, you pray only for one at a time. You don't combine all of them together. Pray one at a time. And the Gemara brings also different pasuk. B'ma'araba amre mishemeder b'chagai mihacha v'rachamin lemba'a min kodam elah shemiya al raza dina miklal dika ahritin al raza dina. On this problem we have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. On this one it sounds like they had other problems, but they did not pray for the other problems. They pray only for one problem. That's what the Gemara says here. So if that's the case, then they have two problems. They have hunger and they have a plague. So what should they pray for? They don't know what to do. The Gemara said, "Ichi ne'abin, nib'ay rahmei at-tartei la afshar." We cannot pray for both. Ela lib'ay rahmei amutana v'chafna nisbol. So what's more severe? What people are dying out of hunger, or people are dying because there is a plague? We said, let's pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the plague. And the ra'ab, the hunger, will nisbol takafna. That's what they thought. Amar li Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, no. Nib'ay rahamei kafna, dikhi yahib rahamana sub'a, lihayei udi yahib. Dikhti, poteyach et yadecha, umasbi'a lichol hayratzon. I tell Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani told him, no, let us pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there shouldn't be any more hunger. But he told him, what's more hamur? People that are hungry or people that are dying? People are dying. You should pray for people that are dying. So no, no, no. We're going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we shouldn't have hunger anymore. Who is Hashem bringing food to? People who are dying, people who are alive. If Hashem is giving us food, obviously that means we have to stay alive. So they prayed that the hunger should stop, and automatically the plague also is going to stop automatically, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give them food, and they're going to continue to die. Who's giving food to? That's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani said. So here the Gemara says here that if the person has two problems, you cannot pray for both. They pray one at a time. And so here the Hatam Sofer comes along here, and at the end of Parashat Kitavo, listen, all the way at the end, after he has a few Pirushim on the Haftarah, but all the way at the end, Hatam Sofer, the Kuf Tedvav Amud Alef, Amud Bet, the Gemara says, Ahal She'ati Meit Adonai, Otah Bakesh. David Melech is asking one request. What is this request? She'ati Beit Hashem Kolam Yahayai, Lahazot Benoam Hashem, Bakir Beichalo. I see few here. Or he said, Ahal She'ati Meit Hashem. What is he saying? רוצה לומר, דאמרו חזל מסכת תענית דף חית עמוד בית, we just read, אין לבקש על שני דברים כאחת. You're not allowed to pray for two problems at the same time. דאינו נענה אפילו על אחד מהם. If you're going to pray for both problems, none of them is going to be accepted. דכתיב, ונעשו המבקשה מלוקנו על זאת ולא על אחריתי. ואנחנו מבקשים כמה וכמה דברים, 18, הוא בבינו מלכנו. So I asked the Hatam Sofer, I don't understand. How come Netfilah, Abim Makino, Hatan Fanecha Rahim Alina, Abim Makino, Hanin Vaanino? Many problems. You have a long list. All the Amida, it's all requests, one after the other. So how come we're requesting one after the other? If the Gemara said you cannot request for two things, Ela, he says here, Kol Kavanatenu, Eno Ela Ehad, She Elanu, Hachanot Leshe Bebet Hashem, Velahazot Benoam Hashem, Ubakir Bechalo. בהיינו אחת שאלתי מבית השם, אותה הבקש, ולא יותר. בהיינו שבתי בבית השם כל יום החיה. He says, all the requests that we have, they end up to one big request, that ריבונו של עולם, we need this, we need this, we need that, we need this, but for what? They're all for one purpose, so we should be relaxed, we should sit down and serve you, הקדוש ברוך הוא, the proper way. Because when a person is going through tzarot, he cannot serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. That's what it says over here. So all the problems that we have, all the requests that we have, really they're only leading for one thing that we're asking for. That's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani, all of this, la'avodateicha. All the bakashot have only one request. Ahad she'alti mit Hashem. I see David HaMelech lists a lot. But all of them for one purpose, shivti bet Hashem. That's the one thing that he's asking. Let's hear also what he's saying. But the question is, why not? Really, if the person, if he has a lot of problems, what should he do if he's not going to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara said he cannot pray for two problems. Why not? The person really has it. He's going through a lot of problems. He wants to pray. Why not? Simple understanding, we could say that since that we know the Gemara said, "Tefila velo chavana, kiguf velo neshama." That means if a person is praying and is not praying with the proper kavana, then his tefila is not going to be accepted. Why? Because tefila velo chavana, kiguf velo neshama. Just like a body without a soul, what's a hashivut of the body without the soul? Nothing. Here also same thing. The person is praying without kavana, with tefila, it's not counted. That's why you see every morning before we pray shahrit, הרין מקבל עליי מזוות עשה של ואהבת רעך כמוך. Person before he prays, he said, I'm accepting upon myself the מזוות, I have to love every Jew. What does this have to do with שחרית now? Say it during the day. Say, I'm accepting upon myself to keep Shabbat. What does this have to do now in the morning before שחרית? אלא המפרשים saying, since that תפילה without כוונה, it's not accepted, so how are our תפילות going to be accepted in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we claim that we have Kavana and all the Tefillah? Many times Ba'avonot HaRabbein, the person is praying the Amidah, and in the middle of the Amidah, he thinks about something else. It happens Ba'avonot HaRabbein to many people, it happens. So how could our Tefillah be accepted? And then, Farshim, they say that we know You're right, you cannot have kavana on all the 19 brachot of the Amidah. But for example, you have someone that he has someone who's sick, chas v'shalom, in the family. He prays the Amidah, ahat lemaala v'sheba lemata. And when he gets to Refa'enu, Hashem ben Rafa, he has someone sick in the family. So when he gets to this beracha, he starts saying this beracha slowly. Why? Because he needs it. So he prays that beracha with kavana. Different guy, he has a son that he went tarbut ra'a, he wants to pray for him, that he should do teshuvah. Shivinu avinu toratecha, v'kar avinu makinu la'avodatecha. Different guy, he said he's in Galut somewhere, he's in one country, his parents different country, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, hazreinu, bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So every person, when he gets to whatever he needs, he gets to that beracha, and he's mechavein that beracha. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes the bracha that you had kavana in, and the bracha that your friend had kavana in, the bracha of the other guy had kavana in, and he makes from all these tefillot one tefillah that's all kavanot. This tefillah, it's going to be accepted for sure. That's all kavanot. But it's not one person prayed it. This tefillah, it's a combination of a few people together. We made one very good tefillah with all the kavanot. And that tefillah is going to go straight up to Shemaim, and all the other tefillot gonna zoom through. That's what Mefarshim is saying. But this is only if you love your brother, if you ve'ahavta ra'acha kamocha. If you love him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I could combine your beracha with his beracha with the other guy's beracha, make one big tefillah. But if there is no ahaba between Am Yisrael, if you hate your friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your tefillah alone is not accepted. The only way I could accept your tefillah, it's only if I'm going to take the brachot that you had kavanah with, combine it with your friend that he had kavanot with different brachot. Then we'll make it one big tefillah with all the kavanot. But if you don't like him, how could I combine your tefillah with his tefillah? That's why every morning before we pray, say, Hareini mekabel alayin tzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta ra'acha kamocha. Rabbanu shel Olam, we know that our tefillah is not 100%. But we want you to accept our tefillah. So what should we do? I love everyone from Am Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know which person had the most kavanah in each beracha. You combine all the tefillot together, make one big tefillah, and all the tefillot gonna follow it. That's what I'm first missing. So that's a simple understanding that when a person is praying, he has to pray with kavanah. But if he's praying for two things at the same time, then the kavanah is not going to be concentrated to the idea that he had in mind, because he has two problems. He starts thinking about this one, then he starts in the middle, so I have also the other problem. So he doesn't concentrate, he doesn't focus on the one problem that he had. That's why Hakim said in the Amidah, we have the chapter in 19 Berachot in the Amidah. Why did Hakim make 19 Berachot for the Amidah? Chaorat makes more sense. You're praying one Amidah, so one Beracha, and in the middle, combine all the requests, combine them. At the end, you say one beracha. I don't know. Mabarak ta'amu Yisrael b'shalom. Whatever it is, you pick. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hakaim, when they sat down to be metakin, tefillat shmona asra, they made for every, for refuah, they made beracha. For geulah, they made beracha. For slicha, they made beracha. Why? Because you cannot combine. Now you're praying berkat tefillah, focus on refuah. Now focus on geulah. Now focus on tshuba. And so on and so forth. That's why, because whenever the person is praying, his mind cannot jump from one problem to a different problem. If you're praying for one thing, then you're focusing 100%, then the kavanah is going to be perfect, then your tefillah is going to be accepted. Otherwise, you're going to have a little bit kavanah here, a little bit kavanah there. Your kavanah is not 100%, it's hard to be accepted. That's why, in a simple understanding, we could explain, that's the reason why Hakim said that you don't pray for two things at the same time. Because we see also, we have also the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara brings down here Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Chet Amud Alef. The Gemara said, "Hayar Detania Hayar Bimir Omer, Shinaim She'alu Lamita V'Cholyan Shave." Two people that they are sick, and they're on their bed. They're sick. V'Chen Shinaim She'alu LaGardom Lidun. Bedinan Shave, or two people, they have to be executed. Both of them, they did the same Avira, both of them, they have the same punishment. The Gemara said, Ze Yarad, Veze Lo Yarad, Veze Nutzal, Veze Lo Nutzal. You see sometimes that one of them he becomes Baruch Hashem, he gets cured from all his illness, and the other guy stays ill, stays sick. Or the guy that he was supposed to be executed, one of them see sometimes is saved, is not, they're not going to kill him, and his friend is going to kill him. Why is it like this? Both the Khawra, both of them did the same Amira. Why one is saved, one is not saved? Penema, Zeinu Tzol, Zeinu Nutzol. The Gemara asks, Penema, Zeinu Yarad, Zeinu Yarad, Zeinu Tzol, Zeinu Nutzol. The Gemara answers, you know why? Zeit Palel, Veneina. Zeit Palel, Veneina. The first guy that he was saved, he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem accepted his prayer. But the other guy, he prayed, but Hashem did not accept his prayer. The Gemara is asking, so he goofed Akashia. You understand? Why the other guy, Hashem, did not accept his prayer? Umpenima, ze neina, ve ze lo neina. About the same thing. The Gemara answers, ze etpalel tefillah shelema, ve neina. Ve ze lo etpalel tefillah shelema, ve lo neina. One of them, he prayed from all his heart. That's why Hashem accepted his prayer. And the other guy, his friend, he did not pray from all his heart. That's why his prayer did not get accepted. That's why the first guy, he was saved, the other one not. And Farshim said, take a look, it's amazing. Two people, they are sick. Two people are going to die, same sickness. And both of them, they are praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zed Palel and Zed Palel. Both of them, they prayed. One of them, Hashem accepted his prayer. Why? Because he prayed from all his heart. And the other guy, he did not pray from all his heart. I don't understand. Why the other guy did not pray from all his heart? If he's sick, and he knows that he's going to die. If he's not going to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's he going to pray to? He prayed, but he didn't pray from all his heart. Why not? What? A person, he gives whatever the people want, only to stay alive. Here now he's praying. Why he didn't pray from all his heart? And it sounds like this person, second guy, he thought, you know, what's tefillah going to help? I pray because there was matah to pray, but what's tefillah going to help? The doctor is saying that there's no solution. What's tefillah going to help? That's why he said he prayed lasit dehubah, but really he didn't mean it. He didn't mean to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's praying, Rabbana Shel Olam, his last day, I don't know. That's what he had in mind. He said, that's wrong. Whenever you're praying, afilu harab haddam unnahat at savaro shel adam, alimna at asmo min harahamim. See by Hezekiah HaMelech, also the same idea. Said, even when a person, you know, is going through the worst situation, he should not give up. Kadosh Baruch Hu, karob adonai lechol koreav, lechol asher kraahu be'emet. So every time the person, whenever he prays, he has to pray from all his heart. That's why Mishnah Perkei Avot, Rabbi Shimon says, "Avadim Perek Bet." Rabbi Shimon Omer, "Havei zahir bekriyat Shema ubetfila." Uchsheta mitpalel, "Al ta'asei tefillatcha kibah." Don't pray because you have to pray. No, ela asei tefillatcha tachanunim, rachamim v'tachanunim. You have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Please, Rabbi Shimon Omer, I have no one else to turn to. You're my address. And I know you could do everything. And you have to have b'tachon, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He could do everything. If you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, m'kol elib, karob Hashem, l'chol kriyav, l'chol Hashem, k'ra'u be'emet. If you're really asking from praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there to help you. But sometimes the person, as I said, zeyet pelel ve'lo neina. Why not? Because he did not pray from all his heart, even though he knows he's going to die. Why didn't he pray from all his heart? Because he said, the doctor said there's no solution. Khalas. But I said that's wrong. That's what the Gemara is telling us. That all depending on the kavanah. When a person prays with the proper kavanah, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts his prayer. And with this, probably that's why the Gemara said, Masechet Ta'anit, do not pray for two problems at the same time. Why? Because you cannot focus on both of them at the same time. You could focus only on one. That's why Hakim, they made in the Tefillat Amidah. Every beracha has its own unique things. One beracha for refua, one for siddiha. Why? Because the person cannot jump from one problem to the other problem. You have to focus on one thing. That's why you pray only for one thing. But I saw also, I could explain also in a different way. I was reading here in Hatam Sofer and Drashot. It brings down here something interesting. It says here in Drashot, Darush Le Zayin Be'ab, it brings down here the Hatam Sofer, in Halak Bet, Amud Shin Lamed, He says here, he's talking about Pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter Eretz Yisrael, Pasuk said, E'ber anna ve'ere et ha'aretz ha'tobah. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he prayed 515 tefillot. He didn't give up. Until Hashem told him, Al tosef deber alai, odu deber azeh. But as long as Hashem didn't tell him anything, continue to pray. He knew that tefillah is going to help. He knew, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's it, atkan. But until then, Abirana was praying 515 tefillot. But here the Hatam Sofer is bothered. Abirana ve'reit ha'aretz ha'tova. Yish lifarish debarav de'amar na lashum bakasha be'insa debarav. What does Abirana ve'reit? What does na means? Abira, let me walk in and see Eretz Israel. But what's na? Na means please. So the way the wording doesn't make sense. Chavra, Abirana ve'reit. The pasuk should have said. Now, please let me enter and see. Or let me enter and see, please. But let me enter, please, and see. The word please, it's not in the right spot. What's going on over here? יש לפרש דבריו, דאמר נא לשום בקשה באמצע דבריו, ואלה למימר, עבירה ויראה נא. או נא, עבירה נא ויראה, עבירה ויראה. מה הייתה מה להפסיק בינה בין עבירה לויראה? That's a question. He says here also after, said, Vetu yesh lefaresh debarav amro, al tosef deber elai od bedabar hazeh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe Rabbeinu, don't talk to me about this anymore. You're not going to Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? Bedabar hazeh miyuter, peshita bedabar hazeh, beha asikuba. Don't talk to me anymore about this. What do I mean about this? We're talking about tefillah, about going to Eretz Yisrael. Don't talk to me anymore about going to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem was supposed to tell him, that's it, Moshe Rabbeinu, don't talk to me anymore. He doesn't have to tell him about this, about entering Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael now. He wants to go. Why shouldn't... It says here, why Chachaim, they start off the Amidat, Filat Amidat, the prayer, Hashem sifatai tiftach, please Hashem, open up my mouth. And ufi agite ilatecha, let my mouth praise you. Velo ufi itpalel tifilati. Said l'chaora hachim, they were supposed to say, Hashem, please open up my mouth. Let me say my tefillah. What do I mean? Let me, please help me to open up my mouth to praise you. That's, we're not, now we want to pray. You want Hashem to accept our prayer. So the Chaurat should have, it makes sense, the Hakim should have made it. Hashem Sefatai Tiftach, Ufi Yitpalel Tifillati. Let me say the right words. The right words should come out of my mouth to accept my prayer. Be'od, what do you say all the way at the end of the Tfilah? Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi. Let my words be accepted, be Ratzon. Ve'Higyon L'Bi Lefanecha, Hashem Tzuri Gevali. And also my thoughts should also be accepted in front of your Rabban Shalom Alam. So, Ve'higyon libi? He says, Hatam Sofer, so what's going on here? He says, Ve'od ve'higyon libi, lama hu zeh? Why are you praying that Hashem should answer your thoughts inside the tefillah, in the middle of the tefillah? What did you think in the middle of the tefillah? You thought about the tefillah, or you thought about something else? Avraham Harbim, who said that it happens to many people. In the middle of the Amidah, they think about something else. That's what you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to your thoughts inside the tefillah. Chaura HaKim said, Yul Rasum Refi, not a Yul Libi, not a Refi. Whatever I said, that's what better words you want than the words that and Sheikh Nasser Gdala, they were metakin. HaKim, they were metakin the nusah of the tefillah, of the Amidah. That's a perfect match, perfect nusah, perfect words. So accept the words that I'm saying. Forget about my mahshabot Rabbi Shalom Olam. I know that I didn't have the right mahshaba. But here, we don't say like this. Please, Rabbi Shalom Olam, answer my thoughts also. What's going on? So he said, V'halvai yiyo lirason mrefinu v'lo higiyon libenu. Why? Shemherherim b'tefillah mahshabot zarot. Ufinu omer debre and check in eset ha'gdola shetokenu b'tefillah oto yiyo lirason. V'lo higiyon libenu al tifneh. That's what it's supposed to be. Don't answer our thoughts in the Amidah. We don't want you to know our thoughts. So what's going on here? he answers is, הנה אמרו חזל מסכת ברכות, רבי חנינה בן דוסה היה מתפלל על החולה, ואומר, אם שגורה תפלתי בפי, בידוע אני שהוא מקובל, ואם לאו, בידוע אני שהוא מטורף, רחמנא ליצלן. So רבי חנינה בן דוסה, they ask him, any person that he used to pray on someone who's sick, he used to tell them, this guy is going to make it, this guy is not going to make it. They tell him, what, you are you a Nabi? How do you know? Tell him, no. Tell him, very simple. If my prayer come out of my mouth smoothly, then I know this guy is Hashem accepted my prayer on him and is going to make it. But if I'm going to have problems, you know, my tefillah, the word doesn't come out properly, then I know this guy, his tefillah is not accepted or is not going to make it. So why Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, if he did not say out the words properly, what does have to do with the sick person? Now, because he's praying for him. It never happened to Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa that his words doesn't come out of his mouth properly. Now that he's praying for him and his words did not come out properly, it means something wrong with that sick person. Hashem does not want to accept his prayer. Ba'anyan, ki le'adam ma'arche le'eb u'me'ashem ma'ane lashon. So that when a person, before he starts to pray, he had in mind, I want to pray now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need so and so and so, he knows what he needs. והשם מענה לשונו להדריכו דבר אחר שלא עילה על לבו. But sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he make him say words that he didn't even think to say. להשם מענה לשון, but לאדם מערכי לב. You prepare whatever you think in your heart you want to say, but then probably different words. Many times a person prepares a speech, he wants to say something, and then Hashem puts in his mouth different words. You know, Hatam Sofer also says different place, that many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts in the words of the Hacham who's giving the drasha, he put in his words totally something else that he thought to speak about. Why? Because maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees that there's someone in the crowd that he is in the need to hear for the different topic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the mind of the darshan, you know, he drags him, you know, this drasha to speak about the different topic. Well, Hashem, he put in the person's mouth what to say. But the person thinks, I have so and so and so, that's my plan. But what's going to be? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. והשם מענה לשונו להדריכו דבר אחר שלא עלה על לבו. He didn't even think to say it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in his mouth. That's what Hatam Sofer says, as I told you, a different place. He says also, said that every Hakam is Mbhinat Shekhinah Medaberet Mtokh Gironu. What Shekhinah Medaberet Mtokh Gironu? He said he thinks to speak about something. Hashem puts in his mouth something else. What do you call this other than Shekhinah Medaberet Mtokh Gironu? He wanted to say something, Hashem put in his mouth something else. That's what by Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Before he started to pray for that sick person, obviously Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, he wanted to pray that Hashem should cure him. But Hashem put different words in his mouth. That means Hashem is telling him, I don't want to cure him. ואומנם אמרו חזל, however, he said, Hachaim says, אפילו בעל החלום אומר, מחר הוא מת, ואפילו גם חרב חדה מונחת על צווארו של האדם, ורואה שקרוב החלום להתקיים, מקום לקום, אלי מנע את עצמו מן הרחמים לבטל את הגזרה. I said, even when the person, he sees that Kalu Kola Kitsin is almost dying, don't give up. Never give up. You always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilu harab hada munahat, don't give up. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein, zeh ha'ish she'arich b'lebo le'tpelel kach v'kach, v'nechshal b'lchono, v'lo amar kimo she'arich, v'karov she'tfilato meturefet. So the person that he thought before he prayed his tefillah, he wanted to pray for the so-and-so that he had. For a few problems that he had, he wanted to pray for so and so. But Hashem put in his mouth to say something else. So he says, that person, Chaura, he should know that his prayer is not accepted. I said, don't give up, never give up. Mokol makom, alem la ta'asmo min arachamim. V'yachzor v'yitpallel, v'yigyon l'bi lefanecha, Hashem suri v'goali. Ma she'arachti b'lbi, yiyo lefanecha l'goaleni, me'gidra she'negzara, she'lo l'shmu'a tefillati b'zeh. That's why we say at the end of the tefillah, please, Rabbi Shalom, accept my words. But I know sometimes you're going to put in my words something else, and that, what does that mean? If I wanted to pray for something, and you put in my mouth something else, that means you did not accept my prayer. But now I'm praying again. Don't never give up. at the end of the tefillah, you will rasum rafi, and even if something else came out of my mouth, not what I wanted to pray for, please, Rabban Shalom, higyon bilifanecha, whatever I wanted to pray before I prayed, before I started to pray, I had in mind, I need this and this and that, please, Rabban Shalom, accept it. באומנם בתחילת התפילה לא יוצדק לומר שפתי תפתח ופי יתפלל תפילתי שתהיה שגורה בפיו. והרי זה בעצמו הוא התפילה. ואם שגורה, הרי כבר נענה לטובה. That's why in the beginning of the Amidah I cannot pray like this. But at the end of the Amidah, then said, even if חס ושלום, my prayer is not going to be accepted because you put in my mouth something else, I'm praying again now, רבון של העולם. I'm not giving up. Please accept my thoughts that I wanted so and so. על כן אינו מתפלל אלא על שבחו של מקום שתהיה סדורה תפלתו בפיו ופי יגיד תהלתיך אבל תפלתי זהו בעצמו ענייה לטובה ואיך יכול להתפלל על זה והיינו תפלתו ולבוא למכוון now we said it's going to go back to משה רבנו עברנה ויראה נקדים בעזרת שם מה שכתבתי במקום אחר וכעת מסעתי שכן כתב מורי בהפלאה he said פנים יפות he also wrote the same thing he says here he's רבי לתפילת משה רבנו עליו שלום עברנה ויראה עשתה מחצה. Whenever משה רבנו prayed to enter ארץ ישראל and to see ארץ ישראל, תפילה made half of it. הקדוש ברוך הוא told him, he cannot enter ארץ ישראל, but he could see it. He requested two things. עברנה, let me enter ארץ ישראל and see it. Hashem tells you, I'm going to accept half of your prayer. I'm going to let you see it. עלי ראש הגבעה. You see Israel, you cannot go, you cannot enter Israel. You requested two things, I answered you for one. Tfila o samihsa. Shnei ashiyamardo kadosh baruchu re'e, abal shama lo ta'abur. Min radi an yud da'ati, shemoshe rabbeinu yada'a, moshe rabbeinu hinu la tfila o samihsa. You know moshe rabbeinu tfila is going to make, Hashem is going to accept half of his tfila. That's why he said, lo ratza lomar v'ir'e, ela abira lihud. Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he's going to ask, request two things, let me see and enter, Hashem's going to tell him, I'll let you see. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't say, let me see and enter. He wanted to pray only, let me enter. And not only this, that's why he said, Iberanna. Why now? Why he said now? Because he finished his prayer. He wants to pray only, let me enter Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to say, Vere. Hold on. That's why now Moshe Rabbeinu, he says also, "Ehberana ve'reit ha'aris ha'tova asher be'eber ha'yarden ha'ar ha'tov hazeh ve'lebanon." What is all this length? "Ehberana ve'reit ha'aris ha'tova." That's it. What did he continue? "Ha'ar hazeh ve'lebanon." What is he referring to here? "Ve'im ya'aseh mechza ve'chalek eris Israel la'halakim ha'aris hazot ve'ahar ve'lebanon." ואם יעשה מחצה, יענה השם, לא תעבור אל ירושלים, אך אל הארץ תעבור. אבל גם זה טוב. I said, I pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, let me enter ארץ ישראל, let me see, עברנה ויראה את הארץ. עברנה את הארץ, that's ארץ ישראל. ההר הטוב, what is this ההר הטוב, that's ירושלים. והלבנון, this is בית המקדש. That's please, רבון של העולם, I want to enter ארץ ישראל, to ירושלים, to בית המקדש. Now, if Hashem is going to tell him, okay, Tefillah is going to make half, I'm going to accept half of your Tefillah, I'm going to let you enter Eretz Israel, but you cannot go to Beit HaMikdash. So, okay, at least you enter Eretz Israel. That's what he had in mind. Ach, nihiya, kach haya ma'arche lebo leetpalel ken. Mokol makom, mehashem ma'ane lashon. Ukhshi amar a'birana, ba'el fi vere. Hashem put in his mouth, let me see it. Really, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu put na in the middle. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, from his side, from his, what he wanted to pray, he wanted to say, Iberanna, that's it. I only want to enter to Israel. He didn't want to say, Ve'erei, to see Israel. But Hashem put in his mouth, Ve'erei to Arsa Toba. That's why the Na fell between Ibera and Ve'erei. וכשי אמר עברנה, בא אל פי ורא, ומשום כן כתיב נא בין עברה ורא. כי כך היה מערכה לבו, לומר רק עברנה, ולא יותר. רק נזרקה ורא לתוך פיו, ויענהו השם מחצה. כן? ראה שלושתן ולא תעבור. That's why הקדוש ברוך הוא accepted half of his prayer. He said, I'm going to let you see everything, but you cannot enter Israel at all. אפילו אל אחד מן הארצות הללו. וחש השם יתברך, פן יאמר משה רבנו עליו שלום, והגיון לבי לפניך, to repeat whatever we said by our עמידה. So that's why הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר, אל תוסף דבר אליי עוד בדבר הזה. Don't say you'll rasum refi now anymore. I don't want you to say it anymore. That's why what it says here, Hatam Sofer, beautiful thought that he's telling us over here. And with this, maybe we could answer the Gemara that we said before Masechet Ta'anit, when a person has two requests, don't pray for both of them. Why don't pray for both of them at the same time? Because if you're going to pray for both at the same time, Hashem, he might accept, Tefillah always makes something. Hashem always accepts Tefillah. Anytime a person prays, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karob Hashem Lichu, Karob Hashem Karob Amen. If you're really praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem for sure accepts your prayer. But sometimes Hashem does not accept all your prayer, accept part of your prayer. Sometimes Hashem accepts your prayers fully, but is not going to fulfill it now. Maybe after a few years, Hashem is going to fulfill it. But always HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the prayer. That's why if any person has two problems, he wants to pray for both of them, don't pray for both of them at the same time. Why? Because Hashem is going to accept, at least part of your prayer is going to accept it. So if you're praying for one thing, Hashem is going to accept part of it. So at least you did something. But if you're praying for two things, Hashem might accept your prayer on one thing and leave the other thing alone. For example, in the Gemara, they have a plague, people are dying, and they have a hunger. So if they're going to pray for both of them, then Hashem, he might accept one of them. Okay, there's no more hunger, but people continue to die, or the opposite. But if you're praying for one thing, now you pray for the hunger. Hashem said, listen, it's not going to be a hunger that much. We're going to break it down a little bit. So Hashem accepted your prayer about the hunger. After that, you pray about the plague. Hashem's going to accept your prayer, also part of that prayer. So that's why don't pray for two things at the same time. Let's hear what they explain here. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to tell Ben Israel, he said, "Ubaharon etanaf Adonai meod liyashmido." Really, Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Aharon and his sons. And I should have prayed to Aharon by himself and to his sons by themselves. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Ben Israel, I did not do properly. I was supposed to pray one tefillah dedicated only for Aharon, and the other tefillah dedicated only for Aharon's sons. And then Hashem is going to accept my prayer, at least part of my prayer, on Aharon's sons. And that's why, sure enough, the Pasuk said that only two of them died, two of them they survived. And my tefillah was supposed to be accepted by Aharon also, because on Nigzara also on Aharon, not to enter Eretz Israel. If I would have prayed for Aharon alone, then Hashem would have accepted at least part of my prayer for Aharon. Maybe Aharon would have entered Eretz Israel also. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, that was the mistake that I made. That means, Va'etpalel gam be'ad Aharon ba'ayit ahi. I prayed also for Aharon ba'ayit ahi in the same time. In the same time, I prayed for Aharon's kids and for Aharon. That was my mistake. But now he's telling Ben Israel, from now on, if you have two problems, don't pray for two problems at the same time. Why? Because you wanna get answer on both problems that you want. You want some release on both problems. You don't want release on one and leave the other one full capacity. You don't want that. You want a little bit discount in here, a little bit discount in there. That's why don't pray at this two things at the same time. Pray one of them, each one separate, and Hashem is going to accept your prayer. Let's hear what Moshe Rabbeinu, I prayed also for Aharon at the same time. That's why Hashem did not accept my prayer about Aharon at all. Hashem, he didn't let him enter Israel. But if I would have prayed for Aharon alone, maybe Hashem would have let him enter Israel. Let's see what Mefarshim would tell us. We see also on our Tefillah, we say on Monday and Thursday, as we said in the Tachanunim, said, Avinu Melkeinu Honenu Va'anenu Ki In Banu Ma'asim. Yeah? In Banu Ma'asim. Asim Man Sudaka Kiru Rahamecha Ve'yosheinu. He said, In Banu Ma'asim. Please, Rabbanu Shal Olam, answer us because we don't have Ma'asim Tobim. How could you say such a thing in the Tefillah, we don't have Ma'asim Tobim, if the Gemara says, and the Masechet Hagiga, Rish Lakish said, Poshei Israel Begufan Meleim Mzvot Karmon. So the worst Jew, he has a lot of mzvot. Even the worst Jew, he does a lot of chesed, he does a lot of mzvot. Even the kifel haramon rokatech, the pasuk said. אפילו הרקענים שבך מלאים מזוות קרמון. So how come we say in our prayer, we said, רבי מכיר חוננו וענינו, כי אין בנו מעשים, we don't have מעשים טובים. We don't have מעשים טובים. Even Rasha has a lot of מעשים טובים. So what are you saying here? אלא מפרשים, they explain, so here, in מדרש רבה, יביר מדרש רבה, פרשת החרימות, פרשת כף א', סימן ואב, פסוק says, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש. What does mean, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש? Few פירושים here in the מדרש, here says here in סימן ואב, רבי יהודן פתר קיריה בכהן גדול בכניסתו לבית קודשי קודשים. So the פסוק, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש, not talking only about אהרון הכהן, for every כהן גדול, whenever he goes to קודשי קודשים, יום הכיפורים, to pray for עם ישראל, כהן גדול, what do you used to do in בית קודשי קודשים? You used to pray for עם ישראל. So then, what zechut the Kohen Gadol used to go to Kodesh HaKodashim to pray for Am Yisrael? Which zechiyot is going to bring with him inside? So Hashem is going to accept his prayer. So Rabbi Yehudan patar kiraya b'Kohen Gadol b'chnisato b'et Kodesh HaKodashim. So he said, habilot, habilot shel mzvot yesh b'yado. He has habilot, he has sacks of mzvot bringing with him to Kodesh HaKodashim to tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shal Olam, take a look. ומיקי עמך ישראל גוי אחד בארץ, take a look how much מזוות they do, how much מעשים טובים עמך ישראל they do, so they deserve that you should accept their prayer. That's what the hero says. Now what זכות, like what? The מדרש continues, that בזכות התורה, בזכות את עם ישראל they learn תורה, that's good enough, the Hashem should accept their prayer. שנאמר, וזאת התורה ששם משה לפני בני ישראל. Here the מדרש is talking, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש, what's זאת? זאת is תורה. שנאמר, וזאת תורה ששם משה. And also, בזכות מילה. Why? Because the פסוק said, זאת בריתי אשר תשמרו ביני וביניכם. זאת בריתי, זופרים אותו בת מילה. בזכות שבת. Also, שבת called זאת. שנאמר, אשרי אנוש יעשי זאת, ובן האדם יחזיק בה, שומר שבת מיחללו, ושומר נפשו מעשות כל רע. That's also by שבת said, said the word זאת. בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש. בזכות ירושלים, זאת ירושלים, פסוק סד מיחזקאל. בזכות שבטים, פסוק סד, וזאת אשר דיבר להם אביהם יברך אותם, תוכן יעקב, תודה שבטים. בזכות יהודה, שנימה, וזאת ליהודה ויומר, שמע השם כל יהודה. בזכות ישראל, זאת קומתך דם איתה לתמר. בזכות תרומה, וזאת התרומה שתחום איתם. בזכות המעשרות, ובחנון אינה בזאת. בזכות הקורבנות, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש. That's what the Midrash is saying. And these mzvot, Kohen Gadol, he used to bring these mzvot inside Kodesh HaKodashim. So Rabbi Shalom, take a look how much mzvot Am Yisrael they do. They deserve that you should accept their prayers. That's what the Midrash here says. But the obvious question, why the Midrash picked only this mzvot that says by them zot, and all the other mzvot that doesn't say by them the word zot, they're not hashub to mention them in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why the Pasuk says, they mention, he's looking for mzvot that says by them, bezot. Why is it like this? All the other mzvot that Am Yisrael did, they're also hashub. So why here the Midrash speaking only the mzvot that says by them, bezot? I saw that he brings down in Shemin Rosh, Halik Aleph, brings down here in Amud Taf Lamed, he says here, said, ושמעתי, וצריך ביאור, למה תעלה זכותו של אהרון במזוות שנקראים זאת? Why he picked on the מזוות that says by them the word זאת? ושמעתי בשם הגאון הקדוש, דמרם סטמר זיעה, כי העושה מצווה, ויש לו פנייה בעשייתו, when a person does any מצווה, but he has some personal interest. He has personal interest while he's doing that מצווה. אז אם כן, אינו עושה מצווה בשביל המצווה, אלא גם בשביל תועלת אחר. He's not doing it only לשם שמיים, he's not doing the מזווה לשם שמיים, he's doing it also for his personal interest. Like what? Like שכר, like כבוד, and so on and so forth. ואין חשיבות למזווה זו שבשבילו יוכל אהרון לכנס אל הקודש לכפר על בני ישראל. So such a מזווה that the person, he did not do the מזווה 100% לשם שמיים, what zechut is going to go to Aharon HaKohen is going to mention this mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shalom, answer Ben Israel, they do this mitzvot that they have the combined personal interest in it. Chaura, it's not proper. Why? Because it brings down after, He said, "Chavot le'avot." He brings down Shaar Yehud al-Ma'aseh, "Ki ha'obed Hashem b'pniyut, harehu b'pchinat obed avodah zara b'shituf, ki obed gam et atzmo, shemitkaven ba'avodato le'to'edet atzmo, ve'oseh ha'avodah b'shvil sheyiru oto ha'anashim v'chabedu oto, v'harehu ki obed gam otam, she'oseh shirut b'shvilam." So when a person does the mitzvah because he wants people to look at him, to see, wow, you know, take a look how mitzvah he does, take a look how much money he gives to tzedakah. He does it, and he's doing the mitzvah in his mind. Why? Because he wants people to look at him, to say, wow, he wants to show off. So that person is not doing it only l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not doing mitzvah only for him. He's doing it also l'shem Anashim. He wants to be motzeh in the eyes of people. So he's doing it, he's not serving only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving others also. Chas v'shalom, v'chobot le'avot, he calls such a person, chas v'shalom, kilo obed HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shituf. Kilo obed avodah zara with HaKadosh Baruch Hu together, chas v'shalom. So he said, this mitzvah, you want Aharon HaKohen to bring it to Kodesh HaKodeshim? We don't want this mitzvah. Abal, however, ha'obed Hashem mi'ahaba, lom peni yira'a, ולא כדי לירש את הטובה, אלא עושה את האמת, פני שהוא אמת, מצוות כאלו חשובים הם ביותר לפני המקום, וראויים בני ישראל לכפרה בשבילם. וזהו שאמר כתוב, בזאת יבוא אהרון אל הקודש, בזכות מצוות אלו הנקראים זאת. ולזמין שעושה מצווה רק בשביל המצווה, בלי שום תועלת ופנייה, רק כדי לעשות רצון קונו. בזה יוכל לבוא אהרון אל הקודש. That's why the midrash picked on the מצוות, it says by them, it says the word בזאת, וזאת התורה ששם משה, not דווקא this מצוות, the midrash wants to teach us that you're doing the מצווה for the purpose of the מצווה. You're keeping the Shabbat for the, because הקדוש ברוך הוא told you to keep Shabbat. Not because you want other people to look at you. Now you're learning Torah not because that you're going to have a job after or people are going to respect you and say, wow, this is such a חכם. You're doing it only לשם שמיים. You're doing the מצווה לשם שמיים. With this mitzvot, Kohen Gadol could enter Kodesh HaKodeshim, and Hashem is going to accept his prayer. Why? Because it's Mahshavah, Hashem Shemayim. That's why maybe this week's parasha, as I told you, Ha'ayikev Tshmi'on Et Nishpatim Ha'ele, I told you, Ha'ayikev Ba'al HaTorim tells us, what does Ha'ayikev? Ha'ayikev reminds us 172 words in Aseret HaDibrot. The same way by Aseret HaDibrot, Am Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up Ol Sheba'a Rekeim and he's showing them all the Malachim, what's going on, מן השמיים, קדוש ברוך הוא ספוק ודס, משמיים שמיע אחת כולו, קדוש ברוך הוא ספוק ודס from שמיים. So that מעמד הר סיני, that there is מוזבת עשה, every person, עשר זכירות, every day a person has to remember, one of them, you have to remember מעמד הר סיני. Every day you have to remember מעמד הר סיני. Why? Because that מעמד, you see how קדוש ברוך הוא, does he need our מוזבות? So if only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do the mitzvot for our benefit, for our sake. And the person, he should remember that Ma'amad Har Sinai, and this is going to help you to do the mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim, not because of your personal interest. You remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. He doesn't need our mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only for our benefit. You're going to get the benefit. You're going to get the brachot. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvot. Ella, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for Am Yisrael. So he tells us, keep the mitzvot. V'haya ha'ekev tshmi'on, like also the Torim also brings down ha'ekev. Ha'ekev l'ashon anava. Just like the ha'ekev. He says, he goes in the back of the foot. Not in front of the foot, Ba'al Torim says. That's why he doesn't get any, when the person is walking fast, many times he hit his foot. Where does he hit his foot if he's walking fast? Next to his fingers. Why? Because the fingers are on the front. But the Aqib is always safe. If he's running fast, he says always safe. That's what the Ba'al HaTorim says. Anava, limod anava, limod min ha'aqib hazeh she'olech achar ha'regel derech anava. Ulfichach enu negaf kmo usba'ot ha'raglaim. That's what he said. So when the person is running, the most, if he's going to get hurt, the most place that's going to get hurt with is next to his fingers. That's the front. But the aqib in the back, that's safe. Also, you have to be anava. You have to be in the back. You have to be medata anava. Also going to help you to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem Shemayim, not for your personal interest. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need such a mitzvot. Aharon HaKohen is embarrassed to bring such a mitzvot into Kodesh HaKodeshim. He doesn't want to bring such a mitzvah. Why? Because he's doing it, Chas v'Shalom, Obed Avodah Zarah, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu together, Chas v'Shalom. That's why when you're doing the mizvah, asay mizvah, l'shem shamayim. Al tu ka'avadim shemashim tarab al manat lekabel piras. Eda v'yim ora shamayim alechem. Do the mizvah l'shem shamayim. That's what the pasuk said. V'ha'akev tshme'on, remember ma'amad har Sinai. This is going to help you do the mizvah properly. And that's why he repeated after that Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, kol ha'mizvah asher anochim esaveicha hayom tshmerun la'asot. What does it mean, kol ha'mizvah? Rashi said, kol ha'mizvah kipshuto. What does it mean, kipshuto? Kol ha'mizvah. You did the mizvah, do the mizvah from beginning to end. Everything. You started the mizvah. Don't let someone else to finish it. You did the mizvah, you finish it. And also, do the mizvah, it should be 100% the Shem Shemayim. Not don't do it the mizvah because the personal interest. When a person does like this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're doing mizvah l'shem shamayim, then all the brachot are going to come to you. But if the person is doing mizvah for also for personal interest, then such a mizvah, as I said, the Midrash, Aaron Kohen doesn't bring such a mizvah to pray in this way because it's not a hashub. But when a person keeps the mizvot, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and not only the person, if he's going to remember, also as I said, Ma'amad Arsinai, the Pasuk said, V'haya Aikav Tshme'on. V'haya in V'haya illa Lashon Samha. The person is going to be happy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Samha, then all of Rachot are going to come. You see, by Parashat Kitabo, all the Klalot came. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Tahat Asher Lo Abata Et Hashem Elokecha B'Samha U'Ptub Lebab Merob Kol. Kibichol, the Pasuk is telling us, all the Klalot, they came, why? Because you did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha. But here the Pasuk, V'haya Aikav Tshme'on. V'haya Lashon Simcha. Whenever you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Anava, with Simcha, having in mind Ma'amad Har Sinai, you know, to bring you more enthusiasm to do the Mizvot L'Shem Shamayim, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, then you have all the brachot, V'haricha, V'haricha, V'harach, V'haribit Mecha, Baruch Tiyeh M'kol Amim, even Umot HaOlam, they would give you brachot. Baruch Tiyem Kol Amin, the Midrash brings down, said, even if a goy gives you beracha, you should also answer Amen. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Baruch Tiyem Kol Amin. You're going to get brachot also from Umot HaOlam. Why? Because they're going to see you, that the person, Ami side, keeping the mizvot, doing it, keeping the Torah, then also Umot HaOlam is going to be scared from Am Yisrael. All that what you see Umot HaOlam, they go against Am Yisrael, that's only because of our Avonah. But if we are good, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all the enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of them. No one's going to be our enemy. When Am Yisrael, all the enemies only coming to wake us up. But whenever we do the mizvot 100% of Shem Shemayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'yisir Hashem Mecha Kol Holi, Lo Yibicha Akar Ba'akara Ba'Bintecha, nothing's going to happen. That's when Am Yisrael, we're keeping the mizvot, that's what happened. I just to end up with something that HaTam Sofer says, said, what does it mean? Lo yeh b'cha akar v'akara u'b'imtecha. Lo yeh b'cha akar v'akara. What does it mean? It says here, Hatam Sofer, and Daf Lamed He, Amud Alef. It says here, ki hineh, eifshar la'umah belo sheyeh ba'akar u'akara. It said, it's impossible for a whole nation that they shouldn't have a man or a lady that they are barren, that are akarot. It cannot be. Every nation, they have akar, they have akara. Every person, every nation, they have. כי ביניהם במזלת עלייה מליטה. It's impossible that a whole nation they don't have people that they cannot bear kids. Every nation you're going to find it. However, וכשהקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה להיטיב עם אומה מאומות העולם, whenever הקדוש ברוך הוא wants to do חסד with אומות העולם, what does he do? אזי מזמין העקרים להעקרות זה עם זה. הקדוש ברוך הוא, if he wants to do חסד, if he wants to do mercy to אומות העולם, he makes the akar marry the akara. Why? Because he knows the akar cannot have kids, the akara cannot have kids. This way, if they got married to each other, so now one family is destroyed, they don't have kids. But if the akar is going to marry to someone who could have kids, and the akara is going to marry to someone who could have kids, now two families are destroyed. So when Hashem wants to do chesed with them, he meets the akar and the akara, he let them marry each other. He said, as I'm as mina akarim, the akarot zem, ze shloit batlush, temish bahot, priya verbia. Shim yikaha akar ishahaguna, the akarat kahgami ishagun, msash temish bahot batlot. Alkain, tobu shishis demnula ulama akar li akara. It's good for a muta ulam that akar should marry the akara. He said, that's only for a muta ulam. However, אמנם באומה הישראלית, העניין להפך, להיות שהקדוש ברוך הוא והסיר אדוני ממך כל חולי. Even if you have עקר, even the עקר, Hashem is going to cure him, is going to make him have kids. So if that's the case, ואם כן הוא, ואם הוא והיא עקרה בתולדה, מכל מקום על ידי זכותה משתנה המזל. ואם כן, לעולם טוב יותר למעט בנסים, שלא ינוקה הרבה מזכיותיהם. על כן, הקדוש ברוך הוא מזמין להעקר אישה שאינה עקרה, ולהעקרה איש שאינו עקר. Why? כדי שלא יצטרך לנס כפול. He said, by Mot HaOlam, if he wants to do chesed with the Mot HaOlam, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he makes the עקר married the עקרה. But by עם ישראל, exactly the opposite. To make chesed with them, with למעט בנסה כמה ש... The more that he could minimize the miracles, that's the best, like Gemara says. That's why, Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Am Israel, it doesn't make Akar marry Akara. Why? Because now you need double miracle that they should have kids. So he makes the Akar marry regular, and the Akara marry someone who's healthy. Then, they need now two mishpachot, two families, they cannot have kids. Hashem, I see Hashem, Mecha, Kol Chodei, Hashem, both families, Hashem is going to give them kids. נמצא ברכותן של ישראל, הוא ההפך מברכת אומות העולם. וזהו, that's what the pasuk meant, ברוך תהיה מכל העמים. מהי הברכה? What kind of ברכה are you going to get from אומות העולם? Why? Because, מפרשים, they ask, said, after הקדוש ברוך הוא וההבך, הוא ברכה והרבך, הקדוש ברוך הוא giving us ברכות. If Hashem is giving us ברכות, do we need the ברכה of the goy to give us? ברוך תהיה מכל העמים. Pasuk said, after Hashem is going to give us berachot, even the goyim are going to give us berachot. Who needs the berachot if Hashem is giving us the berachot? But here he explains, no. He said, the bracha, baruch tiyem kol amim, not the goy is going to give you bracha. The bracha that Hashem gives to a goy, which is akar should marry akara, Hashem does not give it to you. Baruch tiyem kol amim, what bracha Hashem is going to give you? Lo yeh becha akar va'akara together, like umot ha'olam. It's not going to do it like this. וזהו ברוך תהיה מכל העמים, ומה היא הברכה? לא יהיה בך עקר ועקרה מזומנים ביחד, שזהו ברכותן של אומות העולם. אבל אתה לא כן, לא יזדמנו יחד. והטעם ינוי, כי הסיר אדוני ממך כל חולי וסופן להתרפות. אם כן, טוב יותר שלא יזדמנו זה לזה. Why do we shouldn't need double American? That's what he says over here. That's only when עם ישראל to keep the מצוות לשם שמיים. And הקדוש ברוך הוא, also he opens up his hands, and he showers Am Yisrael with Berachot. That's why we have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every person, as I said, you know, he does the mitzvot. We're doing the mitzvot, but we have to work on doing the mitzvot L'Shem Shemayim. Not enough to do the mitzvot, do the mitzvot L'Shem Shemayim. Then Be'ez Hashem, Hashem is going to shower us on all the Berachot. Let's give Be'ez Hashem, Be'at Mashiach Tzkenu Bravi Yaminu. Amen ve'amen. Be'ach Hananam Nafshim Omer, Sekot Shabarachot Zekot Yisrael, Lefifach, Uber Eintam.